Choosing Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Yeah, you doing, man? Wondering about becoming a new customer with y'all.
Oh, I'd be happy to help you with that. Can I get your service address to see when our service might be available in your area?
Yeah, well, they were here like maybe a couple weeks ago, laying down the lines and everything. And my neighbor, he's got it, and he can't stop talking about it. So.
And that's always good news to hear from our customers. They're just like, oh, it's so great. So what is your service address, sir, so I can look it up?
All right, it's 144B Harwich Street. It's Harwich, and
What's this?
that's in Kingston, New York, 12401.
One moment while I get that address up. We have 144 Harwich Street, Unit 1. Is that you?
No, that's probably my neighbor. Because it's weird. Is it showing two units?
No, it's only showing one unit.
All right, so what about 142 then?
Let me try that real quick. It's showing 142 Harwich Street, but it's not showing an apartment number.
Yeah, well, it's not an apartment, it's a trailer, but it's like it's on the house and the trailer are on the same property. So the house is 144A and the trailer is 144B on like the mailing address, but on Google it shows 142 for this address.
Okay, that's probably what's going on. Is this for home or business?
It's home.
All right, fantastic. And what speed of internet were you looking at? We have a couple of options. We have a 500 megabyte, a 1 gigabyte, or a 2 gigabyte.
I've seen the two is what, $89.99?
After ACH auto payment and paperless billing, yes.
Yeah, I'll probably go with that one.
The 2 gig? Alrighty. So that does come with one free Wi-Fi extender. Do you
Okay.
know about how large your home is in square footage?
I want to say it's maybe like 12, maybe 1200 altogether.
All right, so you probably won't need an additional Wi-Fi extender. So usually at that distance of square footage, that one additional extender should be good for you. Do you need a
Okay.
home phone? Do you need any kind of home phone services?
No.
Awesome. Sorry. Do you own or rent your property?
Only.
You own it. Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they from the pole or underground?
From the pole.
From the pole. Okay. And is your billing address different from your service address?
Nope, same.
All right. Can you spell out your first name for me, just so I have it for our records?
Sure thing, John.
Last name?
Coddington, CODDINGTON.
What's a good email address for you, John?
JCOD121 at gmail.com.
You said 121 at Gmail. And the 845-306-6339. Is that a good contact number for you?
Perfect.
Fantastic. Now we have a couple of ways we can communicate with our customers. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Text me, Beth.
All right, so here at our Shop Fiber, we can notify our customers about specific things like account updates, updates about your bill or installation appointments through text.
Okay.
You can also confirm your appointments via text, and let me assure you, we're not going to send you anything to your phone that you don't authorize us to do so. And you can change your options at any time by accessing your account portal to either phone or email. Message and
All right.
data rates may apply. Is that all okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. Fantastic. So, and would you like to enroll in that auto pay through your bank account for that $10 discount?
Yeah, might as well.
Awesome. All right. Whenever you're ready, John, go ahead with your banking information and I'll get that in.
All right, you need the card number, right?
So for the banking information, it's going to be like a bank routing number and account number for that $10. If you are using a card, it's only a $5 discount.
Got you. Hold on, I'm gonna log into my account.
Take your time.
And like every month, when like what day would the bill be due on?
So your first bill is due at the time of your initial installation. So that's so
Okay.
whenever we get you set up for the first time, that'll be your installation date. Moving forward, that date will become what's known as your invoice date, which means you're going to receive pretty much the
You'll
bill for
receive the bill,
you'll
but it's
receive the
not
bill
due until.
15 days later. So depending on
Gotcha.
when we get you set up, it looks like for this time frame right now, it looks like if getting you signed up today, we'll be able to get you installed by the 30th, so right before,
Nice.
ha Halloween. So the nice good internet for Halloween for all those streaming those spooky movies. So the 30th will become your invoice date, which means you won't be billed on months that end in 31. It's looking like you'll be billed on the 14th, and bill and months that end on the 30th, you'll be billed on the 15th.
All right, cool.
So between the 14th and 15th of every month is when you'll actually get your bill. Or I should not say when you'll get your bill, is when your bill will be due. Sorry.
Yeah, because I'm on disability, so I get my money usually at either the end or the beginning of the month, so
Okay.
that's perfect.
So, all right. And whenever you're ready, go ahead with the routing number.
We have, all right, we have 021 00 00 21.
It's going to be a Chase, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know that number. That's my routing number too. I have Chase. I'm like, wait. I'm like, that number seems so familiar. That sounds like it's a standard Chase account.
But I was looking at it, I was like, I remembered that number.
I'm like, I know that number. And what's the account number?
It is 9908 4729.
Okay, so I have 9908-4721.
Nine.
Nine. Fantastic. And the name on the account should be John Coddington.
Yes, sir.
Do you authorize us to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
Is this a checking account?
Yes.
Awesome. And would you like to make this your primary payment method as well?
Yes.
Awesome. Fantastic. Getting all of that saved up, it's going to generate a token for me. And while that's working on it, I do have a couple of legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you. So at the time of our initial connection, our technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install a cable, the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be there for that part of the installation. If required, we'll help to permanently bury that cable within 10 days of placement. If it's going over from pole to your home, don't worry about it. It's not going to get buried. So, oh, sorry. Still early in the morning. My brain's racking itself, going, I'm not happy.
I'm not ready yet.
I was like, I'm not
It's
ready.
like Monday.
Please. It's Wednesday, so that's expected. Plus, my stomach's growling at me, so that doesn't help in my case. So if you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed. Before you call, go online, do whatever you need to do to cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by us at Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send everything back to us, and any unreturned equipment can result in up to $135 unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have in general regarding our terms of service or billing questions, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements, and if something does happen, you can pay your bill online by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by these terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yes.
Fantastic. So you said you heard from like your neighbors just raving about Archtop Fiber, being like, it's the best thing I've
Yeah.
ever had.
Yeah, he's like, dude, he's like, you won't believe it. Like this is, we're both gamers. My kids are gamers, so we're always playing a game. And
Hey, and
lately with Spectrum, it's going to ask.
Yeah. So I will let you know that this 2 gigabit bandwidth, that's the speed of what you'll have at the modem. Most devices have what's known as an RJ45-1E. This means most
Okay.
devices can only accept up to a 1 gigabit per second speed, and this is on a wired connection. And
Okay.
most, if you have devices that are on the Wi-Fi, you can, and I'm just letting you know, you can expect to see slower speeds on the 2.4 and 5 gigahertz bandwidth. If you would like to see the full range of speed, that's a little bit closer to what you'd expect. If you have devices that are capable of Wi-Fi 6, make sure you're utilizing those to ensure the fastest speeds possible.
That's okay.
So, but otherwise, you actually won't see much delay in most of your services due to, having that large bandwidth of, internet flow going in and out of your home. So you should be good to go, especially since you're gamers. That's fantastic for gaming. The 2 gigabit speed is perfect for gaming. So is there anything on your property? Sorry. Go ahead.
With Spectrum, we have 1 gig now, and like somebody's constantly getting kicked off. Like just on this phone call, I got kicked out of the game 3 times already.
Oh
Just
no.
sitting here on the phone call.
Oh no, that's never good. Yeah, you won't experience that with us. So, and we actually allow you to have unlimited connections to your device. So you'll be golden. We have a couple customers that actually have almost 50 devices connected to their service at one time, and nothing drops.
None drops, nice.
Nothing drops. So you'll be golden. So is there anything that our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wire, septic tanks, anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay,
So it's all
awesome.
good around.
Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for myself or any of our technicians?
I mean, not at this time, no.
Awesome, fantastic. All right, so we can actually get you set up for installation because your service date was long ago, like almost a month and a half ago now. Now, so we're good to go. So earliest, like I said, earliest we're going to be able to get you installed for service is next Wednesday. Is that a good day for
Okay.
you, or would you like to do a
Yeah.
different day? All
No,
right,
that's perfect.
so we have a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. slot.
Let's do the 10 a.m.
Awesome. All right, John, I've got you scheduled out for October 30th at 10 a.m. Our technicians should arrive sometime between 10 and 10:30. Usually they do. It is a window because there's traffic, there's whatever's going on around them. They have to
Yeah,
make sure
school,
everything's good to
whatever.
go. Good. And that appointment can last anywhere from 1.5 to 2 hours, just so you're aware.
Okay, not a
All
problem.
right. So is there any kind of notes you'd like to have for your installation, like having the technician give you a call or text before they arrive?
Yeah, if you could, just so I could put my dog away.
All right, I just said text before arrival, so pets to be secured. There we go. I got you scheduled out, John. You are good to go.
Awesome.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, John?
There was a young kid that come around with the sales pitch that day. His name was Josh. I don't know if, he gets like a commission or whatever, but
No,
he was the
unless.
one that like.
So those are our we have a couple we have representatives. They're known as door-to-door representatives, essentially the guys who come around trying to see if people want to sign up. Unless
Gotcha.
they call unless they do it themselves or they give us a call for assistance, we actually they don't actually get anything for it. They we're the ones who we're
All
My team is the one who does actually get it. Because, hi, by the way, I'm the CSR lead for Archtop Fiber. So, hi. All right. But, John, you are good to go. Everything's secured and great. So, thank you for
Awesome.
calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family. And we do look forward to getting
Appreciate
your
it.
service installed next Wednesday.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Have a good day.
Thanks a lot, man. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.